minimum wage. Yeah!
Minimum wage workers in 18 states started the new year with a boost in pay this year. The increases will impact an estimated 4.5 million workers across the country. David Cooper is here. He's senior economic analyst at the Economic Policy Institute because different rules are affecting different cities in 18 different states. David, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
Well, how significant are these raises for individuals across the 18 states? Where are we seeing the biggest jumps?
Well, the largest jump happens in Maine, where workers there are getting an additional dollar per hour in their hourly wages. So for someone who works full-time year-round, that's about an additional $2,000 in their annual income. And for someone who's only making minimum wage, an additional $2,000 is a pretty significant increase in their spending power. That's going to really raise their living standards a little bit.
So Maine gets a dollar jump for minimum wage workers. That's a pretty big increase. Other places where maybe 50 cents, 75 cents, a more gradual but significant increase in the minimum wage?
Yeah, I mean, California has a 50 cent increase. Colorado has a 90 cent increase. These are folks who are only making $9, $10 an hour. So even an additional 50 cents per hour, if they're working full time or close to full time, you know, that's a pretty sizable increase in their spending power. That's the difference between being able to afford a new car payment, being able to pay the rent, whatever it may be, being able to afford even tuition payments for folks who may be trying to go to school.
So how does this look in the overall economic picture, David? We've seen an enormous amount of movement of capital up the income scale to the top over the last two decades, while middle class wages have stagnated. With the minimum wage, we're even talking about the bottom of the middle class or usually the working poor. What does this really mean to the economy?
Well, for the folks that it impacts, it's a significant increase. It's about $5 billion, we estimate, in additional wages going to the affected workers over the course of next year. And again, $5 billion to the lowest paid workers in the economy is a significant chunk of change for them. In terms of the broader economy, you know, it's not really going to change the overall trends that we've seen over the last 40 years, namely that wages for most workers have basically stagnated while the top has sort of pulled away from everyone else. But at least it is movement at the bottom. And when we look at what's happened to hourly wages over the last few years, some of the strongest growth in hourly wages has actually been at the bottom of the wage distribution. And we can point to these minimum wage increases, as well as the steadily improving economy and the improving labor market, to really having that impact, to really driving that increase in hourly wages for workers at the bottom.
So, David, what places, what cities and states are you keeping an eye on now? We had reports from Seattle earlier in the year when a move to drastically increase the minimum wage there appeared to some analysts to have the opposite of the desired effect. It started to influence employers to cut hours or not hire at the bottom of the pay scale. So do we know any more now about where the sweet spot is between maximum wages without hurting employment?
Yeah, so this is the question that always comes up every time folks talk about raising the minimum wage, is what's the effect going to be on employment? And it's probably the most studied topic in labor economics. As you mentioned, there was a study that came out earlier this year. There's actually two studies that came out not too long ago looking at Seattle. And these two studies had sort of competing takes on what was happening there. One of them, produced by the University of Washington, seemed to indicate that the increase, not all the way to 15, but just going up to $13 an hour, seemed to have these large negative effects on employment in the city. The other study was by the University of California, Berkeley, which seemed to find no effect on employment in the city. And there's reasons to be skeptical of the University of Washington study that I won't necessarily go into, but I think the broad takeaway is that economists are still trying to identify that sweet spot. They're still trying to understand, you know, how high we can push the minimum wage before it starts to have sizable negative effects, because the truth is we haven't seen that happen over the last 30 years. As I said, this is probably the most studied topic in labor economics, and the overwhelming conclusion of the research we've done since the 1990s as states started raising their minimum wages above the federal minimum wage is that at least all of the increases that we've done in minimum wages since then, we've never seen the sort of sizable negative impacts that some of the textbook models would predict. The increases in minimum wages have had their desired effects, namely raising low-wage workers' paychecks with little to no effect on their employment.
David Cooper, senior economic analyst with the Economic Policy Institute. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.